27 minutes to 8 on this Wednesday, the 10th of April. Still gather around fatigue here in Studio Lumo. Bryce Gibbs is here. Mark Bickley has just taken the day off, which is absolutely fine. He's a little bit fatigued as well. You know what? It continues, though, because the footy's back this weekend, not only with the AFL Saturday night, it's Port Adelaide and Freo. Can't wait for Cooper Stadium, though, Gibbsy. It's the last Adelaide United men's home game of the year. Preparing to take on Macarthur. Now, this is going to be a must-win game. Every game is a must-win game. The Reds are in good form at the moment after stealing the points from Perth. But it's not only a farewell game for our home season, but also for Nestori Irinkunda. What we thought we'd do is get on one of our assistant coaches who's been absolutely outstanding during his time at the club, Mark Milley. Good morning to you, Millsy. It's a bit of a bittersweet night on Friday because we say see you later to home games. Yes, see you later to Nestori, but I'm not ready for the season to end.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. No, neither am I, to be totally honest. And look, the last few weeks have been good, and you know, we just need to make sure that we, first and foremost, have a big performance on Friday night, as you say, for the fans who this year, which has been ultimately overall probably a little bit tough, have been fantastic as always. And as you mentioned, Nestor's final game before he heads off to Bayern.
So how important is it to finish off at home with a good win? Obviously, the supporters of the Reds are fantastic. What do they mean to the team? And as I said, it'd be nice to go out on a high for them.
Yeah, as I said, you know, obviously we've fallen a little bit short on our own expectations this season, and you know they're constantly there. They're the constant at the club, and you know I know there's a lot of clubs around the world that you know wouldn't continue to get the support that we have, and you know the last few weeks, as I said, for us have been very good, and we still hold hope of pushing into those finals come the end of the year, but it's very, very much one game at a time. So even more important that the fans are there in good numbers for our fixture on Friday night.
All right, Millsy, let's talk about Nestor because we need to get it out of the way. Now, he's been really open and honest over the past 24 hours, which I love. I saw on television last night, he acknowledged that there's maybe been an internal focus on Bayern, which distracted him a little bit. I wanted to ask you about the Aussie Roos with Tony Vidmar. I probably am going to go against what a lot of people are saying. I think it's a really courageous thing for Vidi not to select him because I think there's a lot of stuff that we don't hear or see which could contribute to that non-selection, whether it's input from Bayern Munich, whether it's off-field preparation. I feel the decision is something that Nestori might come back in a few years' time and be grateful for as opposed to the outrage around the country. What's your view on it and how important is it that he gets the best support that he can for the next 10, 15 years he's playing professional football as opposed to getting in an Oli Roos squad?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, look, the decision originally was made that, you know, it was in his best interest that he wasn't a part of that squad. And I think if that decision is made and it's genuine and it's based on Nestor's best interest, then, you know, it's hard for me to look at the backflip, whether injuries or not, on recalling him. So I think, you know, it's the right decision for him at the time, as it was when Tony first made that decision. Mm. You know, it's a lot, and he has had a lot on his shoulders this year. And, you know, we do our very best, and there's probably areas where, if I'm totally honest, we fell a little bit short in dealing with it because it's sort of new territory, well, for me, definitely, dealing with this kind of a player, with this kind of a future so early on. So I think this year has been a bit of a learning experience for everyone, you know, no more so than Nestor. And I think that's why it was so important that he did that here after he signed. You know, I think it could have been a lot more difficult had he gone to an environment that he wasn't, you know, so comfortable and familiar with in terms of being loaned out from Bayern. So I think that's very important that he had this year of learning and he had the experiences that he did. And, you know, I think in the short term, more so in the long term, not so much a short term, you know, this decision right now will definitely help shape him moving forward in terms of national team.
So one more on that really quickly. Did you play alongside Daniel Arzani in the World Cup?
Yes, I did in 2018 in Russia. And, you know, Daniel was obviously another one. And, you know, he's a fantastic player. And, you know, he had opportunities overseas. And, you know, for whatever reasons, they didn't work out. But when he first came into into the international setup, you know, it was very much a different team, I guess. And the old ones, we took a little bit of a different approach with Daniel. And, you know, he was a very confident young man and a fantastic player. And, you know, it took us a little bit to be able to get the most out of him in that environment. So it is very much, look, I'm all for Nesta and playing in the national team and things like that. But when the original decision is made that it's in his best interest not to go, I can't see how then we can turn around and say, well, how can Nesta decide not to go?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the reason I ask about Arzani is because he's probably the most recent example that I can see of someone of incredible talent that needed to be managed the right way to make sure that this overseas move for Nesta is absolutely massive. But if it's not done the right way, we've seen footballers lost to the system and come back and find themselves bouncing around the league. So we appreciate your honesty with that one. We want to keep talking about the Reds, though. It has been a disappointing season to where we're at with the potential that we could have reached, but the season is still salvageable, where the next couple of games could really jump us into the six and anything can happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this last few weeks has, you know, been the result of continued hard work. Look, we knew to a degree that, you know, things would be a little bit tougher this year in comparison to previous years, just in terms of young players coming through, player turnover, you know, things like that. But we want to make sure that we maintain that competitive nature that we have. And as I said, obviously we were, you know, we were never happy with the way that things were going, but we knew that if we continue to work with the, you know, especially the young ones and the old ones as well, because they have a big responsibility in terms of leading and guiding these players, you know, as we do. So we knew if we sort of stuck to it, it was going to be very, very important that, you know, we finish regardless of season well. You don't want, you know, these things or this, you know, this mid-season form bleeding into the end of the year and then early next year. So, look, it's a credit to the players. You know, it's not easy to stick to it and, you know, to continue working and to continue doing what we're asking of them. But, you know, we always sort of knew that in the long term, you know, it would put them in a better place moving forward.
So tell us about MacArthur. They got the better of us in the December fixture, 1-1 draw mid-January. What have you taken out of those games against them and where is it going to be won and lost on Friday?
Yeah, look, obviously they're discussions that we've had and probably not taking too much from that. I think that was about round 12, round 13. You know, I think we're in a different place. Yeah, they're a very good side. Obviously, they've got some fantastic players. They've done quite well this season. I think Uli Davila, who's very, very important for them, is out this weekend. And then, obviously, they've lost young Jake Holman to the Aussie Roos as well. So, look, I think we're in a good place. And I think it's not a bad matchup, you know, for us at this time of year and in the current form that we're in.
Millsy, the fans have been incredible no matter what is happening with the team. We've had some really good wins at home. We've had some disappointing losses. And this is an opportunity for everybody to come out on Friday night and pack out Cooper Stadium. How impressed have you been with the fans? Red Army celebrating their 20th anniversary alongside the club. I feel they've been the loudest that I've heard in my time at the football club.
Mate, in all honesty, they are fantastic. And, you know, I know it's very easy for me to sit on the other end of the line and say that, but, you know, as I said, I've played in a lot of places around the world and, you know, the support, especially this year, and especially I find with Australian fans, if you're not doing so well, then they might be that little bit quieter. They might not quite show up and they have, you know, week after week shown up for us. And I've said it many times this year, I think, don't underestimate how very important them coming out in their numbers and supporting the players as they do is for the players, because it's something that after every home game that I hear spoken about within the change room, out on the field, you know, how impressive they were, how much they mean to us. So I don't want anyone to take anything for granted. And, you know, it's very easy for us again to rev this game up, but it is so, so important, not just in the context of, you know, Adelaide United, but, you know, this season as well. And I think Nesta's given a lot to these fans at such a young age, and you know, I think he'll put on something, a special show for them to say goodbye and thank you as well.
We hope so. It's been a challenging year, a lot of it out of our control, and that's just the the environment of football with player movement and things like that. You've been outstanding and so honest with us, Mark Milligan. Good luck on Friday night, and thanks for your time on SEN as always.
Thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you.
He's an amazing guy, Gibbsy, Mark Milligan. And if you think of it, this is a former captain of the Socceroos that we have at Adelaide United. So if you're just tuning in, this is how the whole Nestori Aaron Kunda timeline has occurred with Tony Vidmar's Ollie Roos squad. He wasn't selected in the initial squad for the qualifiers for Paris. And then Marco Tilio is injured and they go back to Nestori and go, hey, bro, did you want to make your way into that squad now? And then he said no. So he said no because of fears that it might damage him. I don't know how I would answer that because it's like you are rejected and then because an opportunity's come up, then they go, oh, now we need you. Like, how would you respond to something like that?
It's hard. It is hard to answer because when we're talking from a round ball point of view, obviously going to a club like Bayern Munich, and you can understand when I'm trying to compare it to an AFL sense. That's the easiest way I can understand it in my own mind. It's like a player playing the last few games of a round, knowing that you potentially could be traded. So not playing in the last couple of games.
Yeah,
in the sandfall. Sorry, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, or look at it this weekend.
I don't want to get injured.
Exactly. Well, look at Riley Knight from Woodville West Torrens. He plays round one for the Eagles. He plays the state game and he's injured. So now he can't play for Sam Jacobs in the second game of the season. So Nestori might be thinking that. But then the rejection side of thing, as you said, like it's a really challenging conversation to have and to make someone feel like that because now Marco Tilio is not available. I don't know. But the other thing is, I know for a fact that clubs don't like players playing international football. The Socceroos, when they played a couple of weeks ago against Lebanon, they lost Riley McGree due to injury. So he's at Middlesbrough at the moment. They lost Jordy Boss. They lost Aidan Fustich. Three players that after the international break had to go back and not be available for their clubs.
And that's probably why the AFL clubs have been so scared of having State of Origin come back, whether that's at the start of the year or mid-year. You can imagine if one of your highest paid players and biggest name of the club goes down with a knee or breaks his collarbone and is out for the rest of the season leading into a finals campaign.
Yeah.
It'd be it'd make a huge difference to that season.
Yep. It's going to be a really challenging time for Adelaide United without Nestori Aaron Kunda next season. I did have a conversation with someone very close to Craig Goodwin last week. Craig loves Adelaide. That's all I'll say about that. He really loves Adelaide. We got a text coming through on 0427 154 166. This is from Julie. It says, morning, gents. Great show this morning. Listen every day. Keep up the great content. See you on the Oval, Bryce. That's Julie.
I know Julie. Julie's the head trainer down at South Adelaide, actually. And spent a bit of time with you in the state game.
Well, this is the thing. Weekend. I reckon I met Julie on Thursday night at
did.
The Guernsey presentations. And she was so lovely. She came up and just said, hey, I listen every day. I'm like, we'll text in the show. You have to. She was absolutely lovely. And I don't think these trainers get enough cred. The players, the coaching staff, but these trainers are out there doing everything that they can. They get some state stuff too, which is awesome.
Was it long time listener, first time texter?
Yeah, and I said, oh, we'll get a prize for you, but I don't think we've got prizes today. When we do, Julie, we'll make sure you get a prize. It is 13 minutes to 8. We are here thanks to Tyre Power, selected Toyo tyres. Buy three, get one free. In a moment, we need to talk about what's going on with Jeremy Finlayson and the Port Adelaide Football Club. And a particular phrase which is thrown around in relation to these on-field incidents. We'll get your thoughts on it next. Bryce Gibbs, it's SEN.